episode 358, How to Splurge on Your Fitness Goals.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? Are you alive? Are you breathing? Did you survive the holidays? Yes, can you believe they are behind us now? And it is the new year. It is time for a new year, a new you. I hope you had an enjoyable day and celebration. However, even though you're on that high, we still got to bring it back to quote-unquote normal. Yep, it's going to happen in a few days. You're going to go back to the same old, and you're going to be working, and the kids are going to be yelling for you, and the hubby's going to be saying, why can't we do this? And it's just going to get totally crazy when you thought, oh, I thought life was going to be a little bit different in 2016. Those New Year's resolutions that come in and hit you at the gut. And one of those big ones is what? Fitness. Usually has something to do with weight. Well, today we're going to talk about that. How to splurge on your fitness goals. But before we jump into that, I've got to say hello to number one, all the oldies. Thanks for coming back for a new year. Yeah, it is so awesome that you are part of this family. And for those of you who just found us and you're like, wow, this is amazing. I love this. Well, I'm glad you're here because you know what? Life wouldn't be the same without you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You were created on purpose for a purpose. You're in search of something more, something maybe even a little bit different. And you're wanting to know, how can I make that happen? You want to keep things simple. You don't want to complicate it because already life is complicated enough. When you add in children, yeah, I got five. Let's talk about children. The hubby, shh, don't tell him. He's probably listening. But I have him too. Maybe he counts for two children. Just kidding. Love you, hun. And then you add in the animals and then you add extended family and you're like, okay, I'm done already, right? It's just life. Life happens. And when life happens and gets away from us, we don't have that opportunity to do always what we need to do for ourselves. But this year is going to be different. Why? Because you are going to have a little more focus on you. You're going to have that opportunity to understand how you are kind of put together. What makes you tick? What makes you different? Why can you do some things that work better for you than works for somebody else? Because you see, you're on your own journey. And that journey means you have to find out what works for you. There's not just a one size fits all in life. So here at Create Your Now, it's your opportunity to hear of different tools and strategies. Take them, mess with them, tweak them to make them your own, and keep it simple and living so you can have joy and hope in life as you continue through your journey and you actually live out God's given purpose to you. Does that sound like something so awesome? I think it is. So welcome to this family. For those of you who are returning, yes, I'm glad you're back. And if you want to know, come on over to our Facebook page. Like it, leave a note, you know, kind of do a little wave. You can leave a video or you can just write a quick little hello, I'm here. I love to hear from you all. I really would. Now, if you're a more private person, I get that too. You can always send me a private email. It comes right to me, yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. It's so easy. Okay. yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. Now we got to get going here because we could chat just about life in general, how you're doing. How were the holidays? I pray they were enjoyable. I hope your celebration was amazing. But now reality is beginning to set in. Yeah, I had reality set in for me when we had a fashion show. And it wasn't a fashion show with all of the family. It was just a fashion show with me and my daughters. And that's enough, three. Okay, the dog came too. We didn't let the cats in because they'd get hair everywhere because they like to get on all the stuff. And yeah, anyway, so we just had a fashion show. And you know what? It was kind of one of those weird, freaky moments that, oh, yes, I love this. And oh my gosh, this looks so thrumpy. Do you ever have those moments and you look in the mirror going, this mirror can't be right? This mirror is showing me like I've already put on 20 pounds and I know I've lost 10. So what's going on here? What is it about New Year's and weight that all of a sudden everybody begins to freak out about? We do, don't we? It's something that's on everybody's list. They want a new year and a new you. Are you searching for that? Are you wanting that new you? It would be great to have a new year, a new you. It would be great to have a new you, wouldn't it? But it doesn't come very easily. I'm amazed every year how many people have New Year's resolutions to either lose weight, get healthy, exercise more. It has something to do with health and well-being. The thing that disturbs me most, though, I got to be honest with you, is that it's the same New Year's resolution every year. I want to lose weight. I want to lose the 5 or 10 pounds, or maybe for you it's 20 or 30 pounds, or wherever you are in that. It seems like it's the same thing. You begin to wonder, are you really doing yourself any good? Why even have New Year's resolutions? Well, today I want to show you how you can splurge on your fitness goals. Now, wouldn't that be great to splurge on your fitness goals? Because you wouldn't put those two together, right? Splurging and fitness goals. That doesn't seem, it kind of is like, yeah, like an oxymoron. It doesn't go together. It doesn't fit. But you know what? Wouldn't it be great to look at things that you can do or have instead of all the things that you can't do and have? A lot of times our New Year's resolutions are what we can't do. Our goals are set to lose weight. In order to lose weight, I can't have my sweet treats anymore. And I can't have my soda pop. And I can't have this. And I've got to do this to exercise more. And if you're a sedentary person, exercising more probably isn't something that you're like, oh, yes, I'm going to do that immediately. No, you already feel tired before you even get going. And if you do start it, because how many of you all, yes, got a gym membership. Why? Number one, it was cheapest. It's cheap to buy a gym membership this month. Yeah, it is. But by the time February and March roll around, you know how many people are using that membership that they purchased in December, January? It's amazing how much it drops. No, I kid you not. You might have 10% using it at that point. So to all you gym owners out there, you probably want to close your ears because you're going to be mad at me. But I'm going to tell the truth, it's really a moneymaker for them, for the gym. It is. Because ultimately, most of us, unfortunately, do not follow through with our fitness goals and New Year's resolutions. And why? Because we have them every single year. You don't need the same ones every single year. Now you say, Christiane, you just said you were trying on clothes and, you know, you look in the mirror and it's like you put on 20, but you really lost 10. Yeah. I too have fitness goals, and we're going to do a special section as to I'm going to spell out kind of what I'm doing with my body, but that's not today. I will give you all that neat information later because it is fun to see what somebody else is doing so you can track and follow me. You're going to help hold me accountable. How cool is that? Kind of scary for me. Great for you, but totally horrifying for me because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm putting myself out there. But you see, you should feel that too. When you set goals, goals should be something that moves you out of your comfort zone. It's real easy to set goals that are like, okay, yeah, and then in 6 weeks, maybe 3 months, you're back to, well, that didn't work, so I'm going to go do what was working, which not really doing anything, and so I'm okay with what I am. And the problem is everybody else follows same suit. The hubby follows. The children are watching. You're their role model. How are you role modeling what you want to do? Because see, right now you're in the prime of your life. You are. We thought we were in the prime of our life when we were in college. Not. We just thought we were because we didn't know any better. But see, as we get older, we move into our 30s and 40s and 50s. There we begin to hit the prime of our life. Why? Well, number one, we're wiser. So hopefully that means we're smarter in the decisions that we're making. But the problem is we're still making the same mistakes based on our New Year's resolutions. We don't really know how to goal set. We don't know what to do. We're always doing things somewhat backwards. But I'm telling you today, I can show you how you can splurge on your fitness goals. And it's going to change, radically change how you look at what you're doing in your health and well-being. So you got it now, right? Splurge you will. The force is strong within you. You can do amazing things when you set your mind to it. But the problem is how we're setting our mind. You know when you go to restaurants and you're like, we have one of the ones that we go to. Now, we don't frequent it much. But when we do go out, here in the U.S., it's called On the Border. And it's a Mexican restaurant. And so, you know, you get your free chips and salsa at the beginning. Oh, that's great because, oh, I love chips and salsa. Who cannot love chips and salsa? That is so my downfall. Yes, it is. It's one of those, yeah, not good for me to have it because I could probably eat a whole bag. Anyway, you look on the menu and what do they have always? Pick two or three items, right? And you get to, you know, kind of create your own type of a thing. Those are great, but the problem is we're always picking the wrong ones and usually too many. You see, changes are going to occur in the new year. Change is always a constant. Kind of weird that change is a constant. Again, it goes against each other. Just like we're kind of going against this here of splurge and our fitness goals. How to splurge on your fitness goals. But they go hand in hand. And this is how you are going to splurge on your fitness goals. Are you ready? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy, is this. It's pick one splurge for your health and well-being. Yeah. See? The restaurant, you know, pick two or three. It's pick one splurge for your health and well-being. Now, you're like, well, how do I know what my splurge is? Yeah, we got to define that, don't we? Well, leave it to me. I'm going to define it for you. No, I'm not going to give you that option, but this is what it is. Number one, your one pick is what will create greatest impact. That's going to be your splurge. So when you pick one, you're talking about that splurge for your health and well-being. Now, health and well-being, you're like, Christiane, I don't have any weight to lose. I eat really well. This doesn't apply to me, so it was nice knowing you, and you want to stop. Don't stop. Don't hang me up. Just listen. Keep listening. Because health and well-being is how you are physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. It's all of those. It's not just weight loss. It's not just about, you know, getting smaller or skinnier. But that's what a lot of people think health and well-being is you want to get smaller than what you are. No. So health and well-being is how are you physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally? So guess what? Yep, you all fall into that category, including myself. Now, some of us may have more areas to work on than others, but it's something that can be done. So you need to pick one that will create greatest impact. So yes, I'm going to give you examples. So for example, because you're probably like, what? I don't get it, Christiane. I know you don't get it, but that's okay. That's why I'm here. We got to keep this simple though. All right. So hang in there with me. Let's say you are a soda drinker. You're one who goes and you pick up your soda in the morning. You have a soda in the afternoon and you pick up a big gulp on the way home from work. You are taking in more than 52 ounces of empty calories. Plain old junk, but it tastes so good, right? Now, I can say that. I don't drink it anymore. I used to drink it. I used to be that soda pop girl. Man, I loved my root beers, and I loved my Pepsi, and I loved any of it. But it didn't love me. And it was something that put weight on me very quickly. So if you're a soda drinker, guess what I'm going to tell you? Your focus needs to be what? Not drink less soda. That's not where your splurge is. Your splurge is to drink more water. You see that? Your splurge is on what you can do, not what you can't. Do you see the difference? Are you following me? So you need to drink more water. Now, that's not going to happen overnight. If you're one who's drinking 52 to 72 ounces of soda, and I know some of you are thinking, oh my gosh, that's horrible. Those who are just like healthy drinkers and only drink water. And maybe add in some smoothies, et cetera, and a cup of coffee. Yeah, that probably sounds like a lot. But someone whose life is only that, well, that's what they know right now. So they need to start there. So if you're a soda drinker, then you just need to start by adding in drinks of water and reducing the amount of soda that you're intaking. Not overnight. You need to do it gradually. Yeah, so that doesn't mean that you still can't have your soda initially. You're just going to lessen it and you're going to increase your water over time. Now, we're going to get more specific on this later as we move on. But again, your focus here is to pick one. Just to pick one. So that was an example of soda. Okay, here's another great example. You're a healthy eater. You really have great, you know, your weight is really good. It's really solid. But what's lacking is you just don't have enough, you know, you don't have enough kind of like quiet time, you time. You have too many things coming in at you all the time. Your three kiddos are driving you absolutely bananas. And then on top of that, you have one that's in college. And you're like, gosh, would they just all grow up already and move on? Because I cannot take this anymore. Then you have the influx of what? Your job. And then you have your hubby and the stress of life. And there's nothing but feeling chaotic every single day. It's just hectic. You feel like you're being pulled and torn and you have no time for you. So see, your pick one that's going to have greatest impact might be meditation, might be your quiet time. You're like, I didn't think of it that way. I know. You being able to have 20 minutes, maybe you start with just 10 minutes a day of quiet time. And that quiet time, maybe that means a longer shower if your budget can afford more water bill and it works in your schedule. Or maybe it's more meditation where you get up a little bit earlier, you find a quiet place, you put on some very inspirational music, and you have some prayer time. Maybe you read a few scriptures. Meditation, people get kind of like ooey, you know. Okay, don't get all woozy and wheezy on me here. Okay, meditation doesn't mean that we're going all, you know, whacked out. You know what I mean? You guys have heard about those kind of things. No, meditation is your own. It's your time to be with you and with you in spirit, your spirituality. And your spirituality, if that includes God, then that's part of your meditation. Do you see what I mean? Okay. If you practice a different religion, then that's great too. So you need to practice what works for you. But you may be healthy, you may be doing everything right, but you still got chaos in your life and you need that quiet time. So that one thing for you might be that of meditation, that of your personal time, your quiet time, okay? So that'd be your pick one. Here's another example. Are you hanging in there with me? Come on, I know we're going long a little bit, but ha, you got to splurge right. If you're going to splurge, you got to do it right. So here's this one. Christiane, I need help with it all. I eat horribly. I really don't exercise. I'm doing it all wrong. And you're like, so what do I do? Yeah, I was there too one day. I was, seriously. That's when my tornado hit. You got to focus still on one thing. How do you do that? Well, you got to pick the primary one thing, because you're like, but they're all important. Yes, they are ultimately important. But if you pick what the restaurant says, two or three or four or five or six, the fitness goal is not going to happen. Why? Because your fitness goal isn't the only thing that you're working on in your life for 2016. You got a lot more going on. So if everything is about your fitness, then you're going to be letting everything else go. Now, for some of you, you can work on that. And if that's the case, then great. But most of us cannot. So you have to still pick the one that's most impactful in your life right now. And it's pick one. You don't get the restaurant of the pick two or three. So for example, I need help with it all. Let's say you're in a sedentary job. You sit most of the time. And you're like, gosh, I really thought I moved. Well, I would encourage you this, get a pedometer, very cheap one. You can get it at a box store. You can get it at the grocery store, whatever. A little pedometer. It doesn't even have to be electronic. No, I'm not saying go and buy all of these crazy expensive things that are, you know, $79 to $129 to $200, $300. No, not yet. I'm saying just know, get a pedometer and see how much you're actually moving. If you're only doing about 1,500 to 2,500 steps in your day, then for you, intentional movement would be your pick one. That's where you splurge. And maybe you start out with doing 10 or 15 minutes of intentional movement a day. Maybe that's walking outside. You're like, but it's cold out there. Then walk inside. Go to the mall and do laps in the mall. Spend 15 minutes. You can stop by on your way home from work. Do 15 minutes, okay? You begin to work it in your schedule. So that would be a good place to start because you're, yeah, you may need to work on your eating and all of this, but if you're truly sedentary and you're not doing much movement, then let's start working on your movement more. And then we'll start adding in other things, but it's pick one. Here's another example for you. You've got pretty much you're moving. You know you're doing about 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 steps a day. You know you could do probably some more steps. You drink some yucky drinks, you know, those empty calorie drinks, whether it be pop or tea. I'm not talking about green tea or anything like that. I'm just talking about regular iced tea or kind of that, you know, sweet tea that has loads of sugar in it. Maybe you do juices, way too much coffee, not one or two cups, but like 10 to 12 cups a day. So, you know, you've got movement going. You know you could do more, but when you start looking at your food, you're like, gosh, we eat out all the time at work and I grab a sandwich here and there and sometimes I don't eat and then I come home and I totally splurge on whatever I can grab fastest. Yeah, there's not a good place to be splurging, right? So then you're like, oh, what do I do? So for you, maybe starting with a food journal. Yeah, actually writing down and knowing what you're consuming, how much you're consuming, that is going to be your greatest impact. Now, this is just the pick one. You're not stopping here on your fitness goals, but this is the one place you're going to begin to create massive impact. You know why? Because little change with consistency creates massive impact. Little change with consistency creates massive impact. That's your splurge. There's your focus. You got it? You can do this. You're going to remove the overwhelm by splurging on your fitness goals in this way by picking one. You're going to remove the unknown of, oh my gosh, where do I start? Where do I begin? You already have. You pick one. You don't have to worry about having too much on your plate. And no, we're not talking about how much food, but it's about how much life is happening for you. You don't have to fret about it anymore. Pick one. Splurge for your health and well-being. That's your splurge. There's your focus. Little change with consistency creates massive impact. You can do this. And what better way to splurge on your fitness goals, right? Yeah. I mean, come on. You want to do what you can do. So splurge on what you can do for your fitness goals. Go out and think about this. Think of how one thing, picking one, yeah, from that menu can change your life. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.